It's episode 7 of KidCast School Tour, what the kids are talking about. This week we're heading right across the country on the M6 to the west of Ireland and the small Gaeltacht village of Ballyachlore, or Clare Galway. I was once warned that as soon as you cross the River Shannon, you are guaranteed rain, and the predictions did not disappoint. But neither did our visit to Clare Galway Educate Together. The children only recently moved from an old bungalow school to their beautiful new campus in 2020. And this year marks the 20th anniversary of their school. But celebrating their school's past and present is not all we'll hear about on this week's
KidCast School Tour!
Misha Shifra from Helen's 4th class at Clare Galway Educate Together. There's just over 200 pupils and 22 staff at our mixed multi-denominational school. Children are at the centre of decision making here, and we're delighted we chose to bring you this week's episode. We love our school.
There's a big sale.
Toy swap.
Crazy hair day.
Dress up day.
Green school committee.
Student council.
Christmas and summer karaoke.
The winter play.
Soccer.
Hurling.
Volleyball.
Basketball.
Handball.
Rugby.
Art competitions.
And we love to bring fun to our learning too. Just like making this show about...
old past dates.
His story.
Oh, Sarah nearly gave it away there. Say it a bit quicker and you've got...
history!
History is a part of SESE.
We've been learning about different parts of history since junior infants.
Like toys in the past, what they were like.
The Ice Age.
We learned about the Stone Age.
We learned about the Vikings.
And now we're in 4th class. We're looking at a new period of history.
The medieval period, from the 1100s to the 1500s.
And we learnt about the Normans. We learnt about the De Burgo family. And they own the castle here in Clare Galway.
In 1504, the Battle of Knockdoe took place near the castle.
We learned about heraldry, what they put on their shields so you know who it is.
If you visit our class, you'll see our historical timeline, drawings of our coat of arms, and some of our history reports too. There's so many different ways we learn about history.
We made coat of arms by using markers and normal stuff that we have now, and we also made stuff out of grass and flowers and stuff outside.
Our history book is called Explore With Me.
Dave Swift came in and taught us about castles and medieval times, and he brought in some things that they used, like spears and bow and arrows.
We saw like guns. They didn't actually work.
We had some visitors from Adam Cree. It's a daycare center for older people.
We asked them about their past lives and skills and toys and stuff like that.
We learned stuff on the Chromebooks, Britannia, or DK Find Out.
Sometimes we learn songs, like the one about King Henry VIII.
Divorce, beheaded and died. Divorce, beheaded, survived.
As we started to examine history more closely, we realized just how important it is.
History is important because we have to learn about the mistakes they did in the past so we won't do in the future.
History teaches us about cause and effect.
History helps us understand people.
History makes us curious.
History is like his story, her story, or their story.
They're the main source since they saw what happened.
We learn how to use evidence.
Evidence was particularly important for our research department. Oscar, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. So the researchers mainly used the Google Chromebooks to find jokes,
quiz questions and trivia. We worked in pairs and we wrote our findings in copies. And then we came together as a team to decide which information to give to our writers. I wanted to be a researcher because I really like using the Google Chromebooks and I love using a search engine to find information. But sometimes it was hard because there's so much information on the internet. So like there were loads of history websites that had jokes, but we didn't find a lot of them funny. Thankfully, we found some that were pretty funny, and our class had so many ideas that we really had a lot of work to do.
It would be fun to write a story. We'd prefer to do a factual show, because then we can talk about all the stuff we've been learning about.
School life in the past, because our school is 20 years old this year.
So we could do some history jokes.
We could have a quiz at the end.
Maybe we can do a rap battle. We're thinking of having a section called Fantastic Facts. And this is stuff that you mightn't have known about history.
We can do some reports
on Annam Cree. These are the senior citizens that visited us.
Different students, what they're doing about history in their classroom.
Wow, this is gearing up to be an incredible episode. And what's it called, guys?
The History Kid Story. I'm Katie, and I'm delighted to finally get our show going with my fellow presenters.
Maya Jane,
Zarin,
and Jonah.
The word history comes from the Greek word historia.
Doesn't that mean an inquiry or knowledge coming from an investigation?
That's right, Maya Jane. Back then, history wasn't a subject people learned. It was part of storytelling and sharing news and knowledge.
Maybe the word came from his, as in man's. And story. You know, back then, men were seen as much stronger and more educated than women.
Thankfully, we've since learned that women are equally amazing, Jonah.
Exactly. So instead of his story, this show is called
Kid Story! You heard earlier that we've a big celebration coming up at our school this year.
Clare Galway Educate Together is celebrating its 20th anniversary.
We moved into our beautiful new school in 2019.
In fact, our class were the first junior infants in our new building.
All this history is getting this week's episode off to a great start.
Let's hear from some of our fellow pupils about what they think of history.
Hi, I'm Francis and I am fifth class. My favourite part of history is World War II because there's so much to read about. In our class, we're learning about the Aztecs.
Hi, I'm Emer and I'm from third class. I love history because I like learning about old things.
My name is Carolina and I'm in sixth class. My favourite part of history is ancient Greece. In my class, we're learning about Kilmainham Jail and ancient Rome.
My name is Luca and I'm in second class. My favourite part of history is the prehistoric era. I really like learning about dinosaurs and sometimes I watch YouTube clips about dinosaurs. In my class, we're learning about modes of travelling throughout history. Like back in ancient Greece, they used carts and wagons pulled by horses, donkeys, mule and oxen. Imagine that.
Thanks for that, guys. It's really interesting to hear about all the different kinds of history you're learning about.
Didn't someone in our class say they were going to write a history rap?
1, 2, 3. Our school is the best, you see. It has a lot of history. It's the 20th anniversary.
Our principals are invincible. Turi was the first and left in 22. Aoife took over. By now, she's hardly new.
We were in Clunbiggin in a tiny school. Our new place in Lakeview is really, really cool.
Lakeyla, our autism class, is very inclusive. Everybody's welcome. It's not exclusive.
After school is great. You make great mates. We do volleyball and PE in the hall. On the pitch, we do hurling and football.
1, 2, 3. Our school is the best, you see. It has a lot of history. It's the 20th anniversary.
That was amazing. How can we top that?
Well, do you remember when Dave Swift visited us last term?
The archaeologist and historian?
Yes, we have invited him back as one of this week's guests.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys.
We have a few questions that we didn't get to ask you when you visited us last term.
First of all, what got you interested in history?
When I was young, my parents used to bring me to historical places like Newgrange, Clonmacnoise, to castles. I think that helps an awful lot.
When did you discover archaeology?
I guess when I was in primary school and you're looking at the Celts and looking at early, you know, societies in Ireland, as well as the Vikings and medieval people. Archaeology, as in the stuff that people used at the time, those things are important sources for historians to be looking at as well. So there's a big overlap between history and archaeology. And another thing that I think is very important to get into if you're getting into history is books, you know. And when I was young, my local library was really important for me. And another thing that was very popular when I was a kid was toy soldiers. World War II was the big period at that time. You collect British, German, you know, Russian, you know, USA soldiers. And that made World War II super popular as well at that time. Whereas nowadays people might have video games and they have Steven Spielberg films. We had to rely on these little figures.
What's your favourite thing you discovered on a dig?
That's a great question. I mean, I've never found anything spectacular, you know. I'm not the guy who found the Ardagh Chalice. I've never, you know, uncovered a Viking sword for the first time. But it's the ordinary things from ordinary life that really pop out for me, such as coins. Coins can be dated like nothing else. So usually after even a small bit of analysis, you can work out the date of a site.
What's your favourite period in history?
My favourite period is the 16th century. Schools often cover that period as the plantation era. So I kind of like the fact that the printing press, for example, has been invented. So reading is becoming more common in later medieval times. So, for example, in the 1400s, we estimate, and it is an estimate because we don't have the censuses that we have now, that about 10% of the population could maybe read. In other words, a six-year-old now can probably read far better than most people in the 15th century. But in the 16th century, you know, just 100 years later, about 20% of the population can read, you know. And by the middle of the 17th century, that'll go up again. So I like the medieval world you see a lot because it's very rich. You've got your heraldry, you know, your family crests and symbols. You've got really interesting cultural markers like the swords and the weapons that we looked at when I was in the school with you guys. Clothing, all the technologies are very green by default. I mean, there is no plastic at that time. So they're using materials like antler and bone and horn in the place of what we'd use plastic for. And all these materials, of course, are perfectly biodegradable. And we might look at to our medieval ancestors to learn some pointers there as well.
Were there schools in medieval times?
For most of us, if we were to go back into the wormhole, back in the time machine, we would receive what we would now call home education or homeschooling. Most of the education would have come from your parents. Primary school age is when it happens, all right. You're more or less regarded as an adult once you get to the age of 12 in those days. There's quite a lot of responsibility on younger people. You wouldn't have token jobs around the house. You'd have real jobs around the house that really had to be done to sustain life. And a lot of people would have worked even below the age of 12 in medieval times, we think, you know. However, there is all sorts of exceptions. For example, there was centres of learning for the law, and the law was seen as a very important job. Another job, if you want to call it that, was the vocation of being a monk or being in the church. It's mainly clergy that modern historians are relying upon for information about medieval times. They would have been highly educated people, but they are the exceptions.
That was great. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Yeah, thank you very much for hosting me, guys. It's been an honour to be your KidCast. Thank you.
Bye!
Hey look, it's Oscar, Keane and Thomas. What are you guys doing here?
Well, we have a few history questions for you.
Oh, fantastic. Fire away.
Why were the early days of history called the Dark Ages?
Oh, I don't think we've learnt this in school.
I'll tell you then, because there were so many knights.
Ah, those kind of questions. Do you have one for us, Keane?
Yep. How did Benjamin Franklin feel when he discovered electricity?
I don't know. Excited?
Nope. Shocked.
You want to hear mine?
Go for it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Queen.
Queen who?
Queen, your room, it's filthy.
Very good. Thanks for the comedy break, guys.
But now it's time to get a little serious. That is, if you're serious about winning some extra yard time.
Oh, is it time for the true or false quiz?
Yes, it is.
That's right, everyone. You'll have 3 seconds to answer 5 questions before Swana gives you the right answer. Are you ready?
Yes!
Question 1. Columbus was the first European to sail to America. True or false?
False. They say the Vikings first sailed to America.
Question 2. Gunpowder was invented in China. True or false?
That one is true.
Question 3. The Nazis invaded Greece during World War II. True or false?
That's true too.
Question 4. An aristocrat living in St. Petersburg, Russia in the 1800s would be expected to speak French. True or false?
True.
And question 5. The empire created by the Incas in South America lasted for over 2,000 years. True or false?
That's false. It lasted for less than 1,000 years.
I hope we had loads of winners with extra yard time today.
Highly historical facts!
Did you know Napoleon Bonaparte, the famous conqueror and emperor of France, was once attacked by bunnies?
Did you know ketchup was sold in the 1830s as medicine to cure diarrhea, indigestion, and jaundice?
Did you know Charles Dickens, the author of A Christmas Carol, had a fear of trains?
Did you know rats killed over 75 million Europeans in the Middle Ages? It was called the Black Death.
Did you know Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of America, was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992?
Oh look, it's Rohan and Ava.
We're meeting with our old principal, Terry Claffey.
And our current principal, Aoife Winston.
We wanted to find out about the changes over the last 20 years in our school.
Oh, here they are now.
Hi Terry. So you were the principal of CETNS from 2005 to 2022. Can you tell us what our school was like when it first opened?
Hi, Rohan and Ava. Lovely to be here. Yes, we were in a temporary building in Clunbegeen Road. It was lovely. There was a great family atmosphere in the school and they were so excited about our new school and our ethos and everything. Parents were fantastic. But even though we made the best of it, it was very difficult. We were in a house. So if you can imagine having your class in the sitting room of your house. As the school grew, it was very difficult. It was a damp building as well.
What was one of the biggest changes you saw in either the school or the pupils while you were here?
When we came to Clare Galway first, people didn't understand our ethos and they didn't understand what we were doing, what was different about us, the multi-denominational side especially. But over the years, I've noticed that that's no longer an issue. People do understand now and they seek out our school.
Do you think homework is important?
Now, I don't particularly like homework, but I do think at least 10 minutes on each subject, maybe each evening. But I think homework should be creative too.
Aoife, can you tell us how you became principal?
Thanks, Ava, and thanks, Rohan. Delighted to be here. So I was a classroom teacher for many, many years, and then I worked in a job where I got to visit schools all around the country. And in visiting those schools, it made me really excited about getting the opportunity to lead my own school. And I had heard a lot about Clare Galway Educate Together. I was really interested in the ethos. I'd heard a lot about Terry and the incredible children that were in CET. So when the position came up and Terry had announced her retirement, I said, that's the school.
Do you think the role of principal is different now to what might have been when our grandparents were in school?
It's possibly a lot busier. I think we have a lot more to do in terms of paperwork, unfortunately. But I think the core work, which is all about children, is still very much the same.
Do you think homework is important, Aoife?
I think homework definitely has a role because it can help to consolidate or reinforce what you've learned in school during the day. And it also helps to let parents know how you're doing. But I don't think it should ever be stressful. I think it has a place, but it shouldn't take up too much time.
Thanks for joining us, Terry and Aoife.
You're very welcome.
It was lovely. Thank you. And great to be back in the school.
Thanks, guys.
I think our principals are suggesting that we get no homework today.
Definitely.
What an amazing show this has turned out to be. What's next, guys?
Ah, sadly we're out of time for today.
All that's left is for us to say a huge thanks to
Turi, Aoife and Dave for being such wonderful guests.
And thanks to Kira from KidCast.
And a big thanks to you for listening.
This episode of KidCast School Tour was created by Helen's fourth class at Clare Galway Educate Together for RTE Junior Radio. It was produced by Kira O'Donoghue, who also co-edited with sound engineer Conan Brophy. KidCast School Tour is funded by RTE and Commission the Man with the television license fee. Special thanks to our guests, Dave Swift, Terry Claffey, and Aoife Winston.
This is an
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more sort of...